Track 11, Community at Heart Awards 2020. These awards were presented at Broadland District Council's very first virtual awards celebration. The awards are an opportunity to celebrate the selfless work and incredible achievements of individuals and groups in the community. The awards attracted many nominations, highlighting examples of residents going the extra mile in support of their community, many of whom have responded to the challenges we have all faced last year and this. And the winners are...
Young Person of the Year. Every year, 11-year-old Evie Sansom raises money for autism charity Sunbeams Play by writing to celebrities and asking them for their support. This year, she took her fundraising efforts one step further by completing 26 mini-challenges and raising more than £300 for Sunbeams and the NHS.
Safer Broadland. Broadland Special Constabulary are volunteer police officers with the same powers as regular police officers. They predominantly support emergency response, neighbourhood policing and events.
Environmental Champion of the Year Award is Tina Johnson, who makes Lingwood a cleaner and safer place to live. She runs the Village TerraCycler scheme, collecting waste for repurposing. Funds raised are then donated to local causes in the village.
Special Recognition Award. Special Inspector Mike Chambers has volunteered as a Special Constable in Broadland for over 15 years and has been in his role as Special Inspector for the last 10. His role sees him managing the Broadland Specials team, working closely with both Broadland Police and Broads Beat officers.
Volunteer of the Year is Michelle Thackham. When she's not working as Deputy Sister at Cromer Hospital or fulfilling her role as Councillor for Coltishall, Michelle volunteers as a treasurer and trustee for Coltishall and Horsted Preschool. On top of this, she recently became a director of Coltishall Activities and Sports Trust, overseeing the refurbishment of Coltishall Village Hall and fundraising.
Special Recognition Award goes to Broadsbeat Police, who make regular patrols along the Yare and Bure rivers in Broadland. They're on hand to ensure the public are using the waterways safely and responsibly, as well as responding to emergency calls. They have worked tremendously hard this year to keep everyone safe whilst the Broads saw extremely high numbers of visitors due to the coronavirus crisis.
Inspiration of the Year winner is Jackie Hamilton, who founded Therapy Aid in 2019 to try and give something back. The charity provides support to unpaid carers in Norfolk to support their well-being. The free service offers carers 5 treatments of reflexology, massage, Reiki and many other treatments to help them cope with the stresses of their everyday life. During lockdown, Jackie and Therapy Aid began delivering well-being hampers and offering sessions over Zoom, as well as setting up a book and podcast club for all their carers they support.
Community Group of the Year Award goes to Sensational Families. This local charity works tirelessly for children with special educational needs and their families. They offer advice and support to parents and carers to help them through difficult times. During lockdown, they began delivering survival packs and goodies to the families and carers they support, making sure they had everything they needed. They also began offering invaluable online support by email and over Zoom for those who were shielding or unable to get out of the house.
Sporting Achievement of the Year Award. Through her marathon running, Mandy Foyster has raised money for various charities. In the last 3 years, she has pushed herself even further, finishing as first female in the 2019 Thames Ring 250-mile race. This year, in January, Mandy completed the Spine Race, a brutal 268-mile course along the Pennine Way in appalling weather in just 148 hours. During lockdown, Mandy formed a Facebook group to support the county's aspiring ultra runners and organised a series of virtual races, raising more than £6,000 for charity.
Business Community Support of the Year goes to Hug a Mug Cafe, which is a community cafe offering a lifeline to isolated residents of Lingwood, offering a warm welcome, a free jigsaw library and book swaps and regular craft and food stalls. The cafe was sorely missed during lockdown, but recently reopened for weekends, manned by a team of volunteers.
Carer of the Year is Kaylee Griggs, who has been caring for people with disabilities since she was 14. Currently working as a respite foster carer to 5 young people with complex needs, taking care of them for short periods of time so their foster carers or parents can have a break. This year, Kaylee went above and beyond, going into self-isolation and taking on more hours so she could continue to support the young people and their families.
And finally, Good Neighbour or Friend of the Year award goes to Julie Douglas. Julie leads the Good Neighbours group for the Coltishall and Horsted area, along with her team of dedicated volunteers. When the government announced the lockdown back in March, Julie helped coordinate the local response in the area. She has been helping people in the community by collecting prescriptions and shopping, as well as taking people to medical appointments.